1. The Table of Nations. Come down off the mountain with them and take the first morning slowly, for there has never been another like it, and there will not be another. 8 souls and a boat behind them on the high rocks, with the water still running out of its seams, and a whole world in front of them with nobody in it. The mud was drying in great curling plates that cracked underfoot like pottery. The bones of the drowned age lay in that mud, and the trees lay in it, torn out by the root and rolled and stripped white and driven up into heaps at the bend of every valley. And the whole earth stank of the sea. There was no smoke anywhere. A man could stand on a ridge in the cool of the morning and turn himself slowly all the way round and see rivers. He had no name for running through countries that had no owners, and not one fire burning in any of it, and not one voice. Ramoth had watched the water go down. Abaddon had watched it go down too, and had already begun to count. And El Elyon said the old word over them again, the word of the garden, the word that not even the drowning had cancelled: be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Take hold of that command, and do not put it down, for no man will understand Babel who has let it go. It was not a permission. It was a charge laid upon the whole race, to go out, and to spread, and to fill the world up, to walk to the far coasts, and the cold north, and the hot rivers, and the islands of the sea, and to make a home in every one of them, because the whole of it was made for them, and the whole of it was standing empty. And the ruined ones heard that word said and marked it and have been working against it from that hour to this one. Think why. A race spread thin over a whole world must be fought for in 10,000 villages, one hearth at a time, by an enemy who cannot be in two places at once. A race gathered into one place can be held in one hand. And they obeyed. That is the astonishing thing. And we ask you to see it before you see anything else in this scroll. The record does not open the new age with a rebellion. It opens with obedience. And the obedience runs to 2 pages of names. Out they went, down the valleys and along the rivers and out to the coasts, the herds walking ahead of them, and the boys walking behind the herds, and the first furrow drawn in the black mud of a river 1,000 miles from the ark by a man who had been a boy on the boat. The world filled up the way water goes out over a wide floor, into every low place, finding every crack. And the watchers of Ramoth stood along the rim of the world above and looked down at the smoke of the cooking fires coming up in country after country, where there had been no fire at all. And the record does not say that they sang. And we will not put a song into their mouths that the record does not give them. But we know what they were looking at. They had seen a man walk out into an empty garden once before, with a name for everything and a whole earth to fill. And nobody ever went back for the boat. We have wondered at that more than we can tell you, and we have never had a word to put to it. It was the greatest thing ever built by the hand of man to that hour. 300 cubits of it, pitched inside and out, the only floor in the world that had held while the world came apart. And the record shuts its mouth about it and never mentions it again. Whether it stood up there on the high rocks and grayed and split in the weather and went down at last into the grass, or whether the grandsons came up the mountain with axes and took the timbers away for their roof beams and their sheep pens and thought nothing of it, and told their children a lie about where the wood came from, nobody knows. Not one of the fathers wrote it down. That is the way of the middle world, and the ruined ones understand it very well and count upon it. A thing may save every soul alive and be firewood inside 3 generations, and the men warming their hands at it will not know what they are burning. Now, the names, and we must stop here, at the head of them, and say a hard thing, because a list of names is a thing men skip. We have watched them do it round this fire for 30 years. The young ones sit up straight through the flood and the bow. And then the roll of the nations begins, and the eyes go somewhere else, and we can see the very moment it happens. Do not do it. That roll is the only map of the world our fathers left us, and every people you have ever feared is standing somewhere in it. Every people that ever burnt a town of ours, every strange tongue ever shouted at us over a wall or across a market, they are all in the list, and the list is a list of cousins. And we will tell you who else has read it, and read it more carefully than you are about to. The ruin knows that roll by heart. He has been working down it, name by name, from the day the ink was wet. It is a genealogy, and it is a sunrise, and it is the order of battle of every war that will be fought from here to the end of the ages. Of Japheth came the peoples of the far coasts and the northern isles, Gomer and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. They went out along the edges of the sea, and by these were the isles of the nations divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue. Think of what that cost them and what it must have been. The sons of a man who had ridden out the drowning of the world in a wooden box went down to the shore of a gray sea and looked at it and built a boat and got into it. There must have been a first night out of sight of land and a first coast coming up out of the mist with nobody on it and a first fire lit on a cold beach at the edge of the world. And the Erin watched the little sails go out, and so did the other kind, for the ruined ones go where the men go, and they are not afraid of water. Of Ham came the peoples of the hot south and the great rivers, Cush and Mizraim, which is Egypt, and the chronicle will go down into that country and not come up out of it for 400 years. And you are to remember that the name was in a list before it was ever a house of bondage. And Phut and Canaan, whom his own grandfather cursed with his mouth while the wine was still on him. And Canaan's sons are set down one after another, Sidon and Heth, the Jebusite and the Amorite, the Girgasite and the Hivite. And then the roll does a thing that stopped us cold the first time we truly read it. It gives the border of the Canaanite, plainly, as a scribe gives a boundary in a deed, from Sidon toward Gerar unto Gaza, and as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom is in the table of the nations. It stands there in the roll of the young world, in a flat list of borders, with its gates open and its towers up, and the smoke of its morning fires going straight up in the still air. And Abaddon had a lease upon that plain, before there was a soul in Canaan who could have told you what the smell in those streets was. The man who wrote the list did not underline it, neither will we. And before we come to the third brother, stop and see the order of the roll. For the record chose it, and the record never chooses an order carelessly. Japheth first, then Ham, and Shem last. Though Shem is the line the whole of this chronicle is walking down, and the record knows it perfectly well, and has known it since the vineyard. The line of the promise is put at the bottom of the list, after the coasts and the isles and the empires and the great rivers, in the place where a man's eye has already begun to slide off the page. You have seen that before in this chronicle, and you are going to see it in every book of it until you are sick of seeing it. And then you will see it again. The last, the least, the youngest, the smallest, the one at the bottom of the list. The enemy has never yet learned to read a list from the bottom up. He goes to the top of every page, and he has been going to the top of every page since the world was made, and it is the most expensive habit he has. And the curse on Canaan lies in that role too, and we will not explain it to you, because we cannot. Noah came out of his wine and cursed the son of his own son for a thing his father did. And the record sets down the curse and does not soften it and does not defend it. and Canaan's sons go out and fill a country, and the country is the very country the promise is walking toward. We have argued that by this fire on many nights. Some of us cannot get it down at all. What we will not do is smooth it over for you with a reason that is not in the record. For that is the trade of the ruined ones, and not ours. They will explain anything, and they charge nothing for it, and the price comes later. And of Shem came the peoples of the middle lands, Elam and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and the sons of Aram after them. Now Shem is the name. That is what the word is, and that is what it says. And we told you at the door to watch it. So the line the promise is walking down quietly, while the world fills up and the kingdoms rise, is a line called name. And it does not know that it is called that, and neither does anybody else. And there is one creature in the three worlds who would give the whole of his kingdom to have what that word means and cannot get it, and never notices it going by. It goes by in a genealogy. And Arphaxad begat Salah, and Salah begat Eber. And from Eber the role turns aside for a moment and gives one of his two sons a name that is a wound, Peleg, which is division. For in his days was the earth divided. There it sits. The record drops the word into the middle of the sunrise and walks on without a word of explanation, 3 pages before the thing itself is told. And if you had been reading the list wearily, as men do, you would have gone straight over the top of it and never seen the crack. And here is a knot in the record that we will not pretend to have untied, and we should be ashamed to hide it from you, because you will find it yourself the first time you read the 2 chapters together. The roll divides the nations by their tongues. Everyone after his tongue, it says. And it says it 3 times, once for each of the 3 brothers. And then the very next thing the record tells you is that the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Which is it? Men have argued that by this fire until the lamp went out, and the argument was still standing. The best we have, and we hand it to you as the best we have and not as the answer, is that the roll is a roll of what came of it. That the record gives you the end of a thing first, as it often does, and then turns back and tells you how it happened. So that the 70 tongues in the 10th chapter are the wreckage lying where the 11th chapter left it. Perhaps we were not shown, and we will not build a wall on a foundation we have not seen. 70 nations, the tellers before us counted, out of 1 boatload of 8. 70 tongues and lands and kindreds, and we cannot follow all of them, and we say it plainly. There are names in that roll to which we can put no road. We have asked the merchants coming up the river, and the soldiers, and the clerks of this city who keep the tribute lists of the whole world in their cellars. And there are peoples in the record that nobody here has ever heard of. And there are peoples camped on our own border that we cannot find in the record at all. Where they went, and what became of them, and what they were calling themselves at the end, we do not know. But mark this, and take it to bed with you. The ruin can follow them. There is not a people in that roll, living or dead, or swallowed up, whose address Abaddon has mislaid. Now go down and look at that sunrise from the other place, because someone was counting those names on the morning they began, and he was not glad. The enemy had lost an age. Do not let the word age go by you cheaply. He had spent the whole world before the flood upon one strategy, and we told you what it was, and we will not tell you twice. He could not kill a seed that was not yet born. So he went and stood over the bloodline of the race itself and put his rot into the water of it, generation upon generation, until there was 1 clean cup left in all the earth. And the flood took the rest, every giant, every mingled house, every city of the mighty men, every song they sang, every tower they raised, every last one of the men of the name, down into the deep in 40 days. And Most High El Elyon set one uncorrupted family on a washed mountain and told them to begin again. A smaller hatred would have broken there and lain down. His did not. For he is not a fool, and it is the last mistake a man makes to think him one. He has the cunning of a mind that once stood nearest the throne of glory, and he carried it down into Abaddon with him. And it is the only thing he brought out of the high places that still works. So he sat down in the dark of the ruin, in that cold country where his own kind rave and tear at each other and call it liberty. And he thought. And what he thought was not a rage. It was an argument, and it was a good one, and it ran like this. Twice he had worked upon men one at a time, a whisper to a woman under a tree, a black thing crouched in the doorway of an angry brother, a proud song in the mouth of a man with two wives and a dead boy at his feet. It was slow. It was slow because men die, and every generation has to be corrupted afresh from the beginning. And always, always, somewhere out in the world, one old man turns and calls upon the name, and the labor of 100 years is spoiled by a single pair of knees in the dust. Very well then, he would not gather hearts, he would gather the race. He would find one man strong enough to be a god to all the rest and set a crown on that man's head in the open sight of Ramoth and bring the whole of mankind in under the one crown, into one place, with one tongue, and one will, and one great work in their hands. He would give them a shrine to climb. He would give them a name to make. He would give them a king to bow to. And then he would hold the entire race in his fist at one time, and there would be no clean line left anywhere for the promise to come down, because there would be nowhere left standing to hide a clean line in. It is a good plan. It is the best he ever had. We want you to feel how good it is, because you will meet it again in every book of this chronicle and in every year of your own life. And the men who cannot see how good it is are the men who go down under it. And there is a thing beneath the plan, further down, that we did not see for years. And one of us saw it first by this fire, on a night when the drums were going in the city. And we set it here, because it is the floor of the whole book. He has no name. He had one in the light, and it was a name worth the wearing, and it was taken from him. How it was taken is written in the book of the making, and we will not walk that ground again. But hold still, and consider what it is to be a creature who cannot make a name, and cannot be given one, in the only country where names are made, which is the country he was thrown out of. He cannot create. He can only counterfeit. So he goes to the one race that was made in the image and made to be filled. And he leans down over the whole of it and he says, "You are nobody. Nobody knows your name. Make one. Make it out of mud if you have to, and make it high enough that they cannot help but see it." He means it. He has always meant it. He will mean it in your own century, in whatever tongue you happen to speak. So he went out over the filling earth to look for his man, and he took his time, for he had it to take. He watched the households come down out of the hills, and the first walls go up, and the first quarrels break out over the first fields. He watched to see which boy in which village could throw a stone the hardest, and which could hold a crowd on a winter evening, and which could be loved. And the ruined ones went out with the nations as they scattered, one to a people, and sat down in the high places of every country the sons of Noah walked into, and waited to be worshipped, and did not wait long. There is not a tongue in that roll of 70 that did not come in time to have a god in it. There is not one of those gods that was not one of them. And in the line of Ham, through Cush, on a flat mud plain between two rivers, in a country of reeds and lions, where a man could not find a stone to throw, the enemy found what he had gone out looking for. He found a hunter.